Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call Banks brought to you by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit tristatekiadealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. By Fox Ridge Resort Casino, the wonder of it all. And by York Install Confidence, something the Giants certainly are not doing at all. And here is the two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58 in your program, Carl Banks. Hi, Carl.
Hello, man.
How are you?
It gets worse every week. I mean, do you not feel that way? That it just gets worse.
Well, it does. But here's the way I see it. And, you know, I'm you know, it's pretty open season now on who's to blame and who gets what. But this is kind of a team effort in losses or lack thereof, because there are decisions that the quarterback could have made better. You actually had one in the red zone, the interception. But when we look at this as a collective, there are three individual pillars that are not playing as a team, because they're not helping each other in terms of being complementary, in terms of, I always talk about complementary football, all three phases, and having the awareness of where the needs are on the team. So if you go into this game and you know that your offense is struggling, right, how good do you think the offensive line or Eli Manning feels starting at the 8-yard line? They hadn't taken a snap, and they start the game from the 8-yard line.
Yeah, right.
That, you can't have that. And listen, no one goes out to call intentionally to cause penalties, but you got to go out and intentionally not do them. You've got to have that much focus. When your team, you know your offense needs as many opportunities as possible and as best field position as possible, you cannot be that guy. If you're on offense and you got something going, and it's a fourth down and they hadn't called your number and you let one go through your hands. No, he didn't intentionally drop the ball or miss the ball. But you can't be the guy that does that. You've got to be the reason why the drive stays alive, because they call your number, you're open, catch the ball. That's complimentary football in a time where you need total team effort, and they don't have that. Defensively, you know, you can look at the score and you can look at a lot of things about this game and you'll say, wow, the numbers say that they did pretty good. They held them down. They held them to this. Guess what? The defense lacks mental stamina. They have no endurance mentally, because when they need it, it's not there. They give up a big 64-yard run to Peterson. That's one less opportunity your offense has to get back on the field. You have Riley Dixon has two opportunities for interceptions. B.J. Goodson has an opportunity for an interception. You change your luck by coming up with those types of plays. And you've got to have the sense of, if the opportunity presents itself, I have to make a play. You don't have to do anything more than what you're doing. Just execute. And you can slice this thing down three ways: offense, defense, special teams. And every phase of it, they're independently failing each other as a collective. And they've got to be the reason why they have an opportunity to win, not the reason why they continue to lose. And it's the same thing over and over every week. You know, we could talk about this quarterback to a blue in the face. We can talk about this offensive line. It is what it is, right? But a team, a collective group working as one, a team will do everything they can to help the others out if there's a deficiency. And they're not doing that right now. And they, as individual players and as individual groups, have got to decide that these are the things that we have to hold ourselves accountable for, because they are not good enough to say to have a bunch of my bads. You know, you have a young linebacker in there. He has an open field tackle on Adrian Peterson, whiffs on him. Now, he's not a starter. He's a backup, and he's a special teams guy, right? But it is tackle football. You can't be the guy when you read the play perfectly and then you give the effort on that tackle. You got to wrap a guy like that up. Adrian Peterson didn't creep up on the NFL. Everybody knows what he is. You got to get him to the ground. Keep him out of the end zone. So these are the things when there are opportunities for plays to be made, the team, the players all have to be accountable to each other to make those plays. And they're just not, and that's why they're in the situation they're in. You can call whatever you want, but if these guys aren't taking advantage of their opportunities as other teams are of the opportunity that the Giants give them, this is why they're in that. They can stay in a game for 3.5 quarters, and somehow they figure out enough bad plays to cause them to lose a game. And that's something that they, as players, will have to be better at, because there are opportunities for 4 turnovers. They got 1. There were 3, 2 at the free safety position, 1 at the linebacker position. Changes this game around because the Redskins – are a very methodical team. They can't blow you open. So you give your offense those 3 opportunities, chances are you got a good chance of winning this game. But you don't. And just like down in the red zone, you can't blow an opportunity to score. They threw something at the quarterback he hadn't seen, and they robbed that slant route. But you got to make good decisions there. It's across the board. Everybody has to know that their opportunities to help the team rest in their abilities to execute plays that are available to them. You know, so if the defense gives the offense the ball in great field position, then it's upon the offense to say, I'm not going to let the defense down. They got us this. Let's make something of it. And this is just not – they're not functioning as a team. They're functioning as individual groups that are equally contributing to this record right now.
At what point do you pull the plug and look at the kid, the other kid quarterback? Because I think at this point you got to start to really think about that. We got to do that at some point, sooner than later, in my mind, right, Carl?
I don't have the answer to that, Joe, and I don't want to get into whether or not, you know, this Eli is this bad or whatever. I can tell you this much: he ain't gonna be much better the way they're playing, and probably will get hurt. So. That's what it is. I mean, the function of this offense, or the malfunction of the offense, just doesn't solely rest on the quarterback position. So you put somebody else back there, I wouldn't expect a different result, maybe worse result. And then
probably a worse result, but I think it's just –
but then here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. Are you that patient? Now, you guys are not the hardcore Giant fan, and I hear where you guys are coming from. But if this kid falls on his face, then it's going to be, let's see who we can blame next. You know what I mean?
But you know what, Carl?
The facts are what they are, and change for change. And look, it's up. I don't offer an opinion on it.
But
I can just
go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just don't think it's fair to think that Giant fans or non-Giant fans are just blaming Eli Manning. They understand it's more than just him.
I understand that. But
worse, he's not going to just be blamed.
What I'm saying is you want the change for change's sake, are you going to get a better result?
It's not the question. It's not a change for change's sake. It's a change to see if this kid could be a part of the future.
Okay, so...
that's really what it's about.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
So if the conditions aren't going to accommodate mm-hmm. a fair evaluation, then what are you getting?
Well,
you're getting the same results. Can you see? You want to find out if he can scramble?
No, but can't you see, even in a terrible situation, which we admit they're in, right? Terrible, I mean, the offensive line is garbage. We get all that. Don't you think you can learn something about a young quarterback even in less than ideal circumstances?
Yeah, whether or not he can get up after he's taken a big hit.
Well, that's just
I'm not being funny here. I mean, I am kind of tongue-in-cheek, but
right.
That's the reality of what we're looking at right now. This, as a group of players, as a team, they've got to do better for each other. But I just honestly, if you want to see change and you want it, you want it. Okay, if you don't like the quarterback, you don't like the quarterback. That's a battle I'm not fighting. I have my opinion, and I think a lot of other people do too. But if you want to see somebody else in there, what do you want to see? You want to see if this car can run through a brick wall too? You know, because it's not an ideal condition right now. If you want to say, I want to do Eli a favor and stop him from taking a beating, I get that. Then the other guy's a crash test dummy. But right now, you're not going to be able to evaluate a lot other than whether or not he can scramble or take a hit. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And this is what they deal with. And look, I will say this. They've got to figure out, and there were times where the protection was good and the quarterback made some plays. And then when they decided to ratchet it up a little bit, the quarterback had no time. So there are some things, as few as they were, that they did right on the offensive line. They got to look at that and how it worked, and then they've got to go back and figure out more things. And they've got – and listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I love every game plan, because I think the tight end has been ignored a lot in the passing game, which, you know, if you're putting three over the top with Odell, you're putting two and then one over the top on Odell, that ain't leaving you a lot of people to cover a talented tight end and Sterling Shepard. So they've got to evaluate during this bye week how they can incorporate more tools but yet protect the quarterback. So you may end up having to block your tight end, slip him out in the wash somewhere, and have the quarterback find him, just like they find Saquon Barkley. But they have to be better playing as a team and understanding what each phase of the football team needs. Because and I don't talk a lot about my playing days, but I know the mentality of if you have an offense that needs a lot of opportunities, that need a lot of field position, as a defense, if you've got a strength, your strength is not to give and to bend but don't break. Your responsibility is to be as stiff and stingy as possible so that you can get your offense a great opportunity again and again for however long it takes. Not the three and a half quarters and then you just break, right? You can't be that. You've got to give your team, if they got a puncher's chance, you got to give them that opportunity. You can't be the team that says, well, we held them down low. And I don't think they're saying that, but they don't have the mental endurance. They've got to be able to fight from play one to the end of the game to keep giving the offense opportunities, because that's where there's deficiency. And if you're a special teams group, you cannot put your offense, as challenged as they are now,
right?
You can't put them you can't have them take the field the first play of the game at the 8-yard line.
Yeah,
you cannot do that. That's a responsibility of your special teams units to be complementary and to be able to get your team out in its best field position. Like I said, none of these guys plan on making their mistakes, but they got to plan on not making mistakes.
We're talking to Carl about the Giants. They're just a mess. I don't know where these wins are coming from. I mean, they'll probably win a few more games, but
they've been good enough to hang around. You know what I mean? So if they can correct something as bad as they are, they'll find a victory. But it right now, hanging around is just an opportunity for somebody else to get their act together.
What team doesn't hang around, though? I mean, just about every team in the NFL who stinks will have some close games.
They've had some performances during the course of a game against some high-powered offenses that they've held down for a while. Now, if they can figure out, like I said, how to put that together for an entire game, that's when you can have some level of some chance of having success. But right now, it's you hang around until they figure it out, and then they just go on to win a football game.
The next few days are going to be fascinating, because you're towing the line between, hey, I want this guy to be on my team next year, and also just clearing out the cupboard to get back draft picks. I mean, Landon Collins and Sterling Shepard are fascinating. Would you trade either guy, or would you hold on to both of them no matter how good the offer is?
Well, here's what I'll answer your question with a question.
Yes.
Does it take talent to win in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
So if you got young talent that is everything that should be on a team? Do you want to give that up and just start collecting players?
No, I would not trade.
Because then you got to figure out which. If you start collecting players for the sake of collecting players, then you're in perpetual hell trying to field the team.
Right, because you have to replace those guys. I agree with you. I wouldn't trade Landon
Collins.
You
get what I'm saying? So, you know, these scenarios that keep popping up, you're getting draft choices, but you don't know what you're getting.
Right. And you're hoping
you're collecting.
That,
yeah.
And you're hoping that the guy you draft is half as good as Landon Collins.
Exactly. So what do? You wait and see if that guy's any good. You wait to see if the next guy's any good. So you're in perpetual hell rebuilding a team. Mm. It takes talent to win in the NFL.
Perpetual hell. You've defined the New York football scene for a few years now. That's what we're all sitting in.
But think about it. Haven't they all just been collecting players? Collecting draft choices, collecting this, trading away this, getting more of this. You're only getting what you hope could turn out to be something versus what you see in front of you that's young, good character guys, competitive guys. Yeah, go ahead. If you want to give them up, then good luck. But I think it would be malpractice if you're giving up guys like that and not getting guys in return.
Right.
And you're just collecting players, that's not sound football. I've been around it long enough at a lot of different phases of it, and I can tell you it takes talent to win in the NFL. And if you're getting rid of it and not replacing it with known talent, then you're speculating.
Well, you better tell Gettleman before he does it.
No, I don't have to tell Dave anything. Dave's a pretty smart guy.
I understand.
Dave's been around this game long enough to know that it takes talent to win in it too. This is, you know, these are the people in the social media sphere who in the beat writers who want to get people to click and engage in the speculation.
Well, you know what it is, though, Carl? I don't think it's just that. I think it's that other
And I got
teams...
nothing against what they're doing. No, it's just that it's funny to me.
But I think this is more teams are calling, don't you think? Don't you think it's more
well,
that?
Wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
How many teams?
I'd call right
now. There are teams that call about players around the league. Do you think when there was rumor that Brady and Belichick were having problems, I bet you they got a lot of calls on that too.
You know what I forget who reported it, probably Jay Glazer, one of those guys, said that when the Niners got Garoppolo right before they did, they said, we'll take Brady. Belichick said
so that's
no.
a common practice.
Right.
I mean, it was breaking news to those who don't know, but it's a common practice.
But don't you think that there's more phone calls of a serious nature made when you see a team is selling? Like, teams around the league see, oh, the Giants traded this guy, they traded that guy. Hey, let's see. Maybe they will deal Landon Collins. He's a free agent at the end of the year. Maybe they will deal Sterling Shepard, who, by the way, should have made that play on that long ball. He should have held on to that.
Another example, right?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
No, everybody, you know, if teams are – well, a lot of teams are calling about Jimmy Butler, too, right, in the NBA?
Well, but he's really available. I mean, he demanded a trade.
Yeah, but how many
Rockets
people
offered four first-round
How many
picks?
People – have the team pulled the trigger on it yet?
No, because they don't want to trade him.
They're pretty torn, and he's been a disruptive person within that chemistry of that team, and they still haven't because it takes talent. And if they're going to trade a player – then you better get something of equal value, not something that you can speculate.
Right, right.
Because I can send people out in the desert and tell them it's gold out there. Just go keep shaking your pan.
So let me ask you this, Carlson. And you would just stand pat with this team the way it is and just let's go forward and let's see what happens?
Nothing is standing pat.
But isn't that pretty much what you're saying,
okay,
though?
You mean for this year, Joe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, going forward to that. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Eli's not gonna going to be a quarterback next year.
Going forward is
– isn't it about evaluating guys?
It's evaluating the talent that you have.
Right.
You're looking at what your needs are. You know where your holes are right now. Can you get better this year? You got to improve something, but trading away your talent ain't going to improve it, and it ain't going to get you better for next year either.
Well, I would trade the talent that I don't think are going to be a part of my team long
term. That's right.
That's what I agree.
And here's the thing. Let me tell you this.
What?
If you're trading talent that you don't think you want on your team next year, it takes someone else to want them.
Well, yeah, there has to be a market for them, sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
So, I mean, listen, I think it goes both ways. Teams look to move players. Teams want some of the players you don't want to move. So if you're offering up, and I don't know this to be a fact, but if you're offering up a guy that you don't think is going to be part of your plans next year, and you can't get any takers, guess what? You got him for this year.
Well, that's kind of why a guy who's as talented as Snacks Harrison only got a fifth-round pick. Because you got to factor in age, you got to factor cap
money,
number, you got to factor in money, you got to factor everything
all
in.
All of those things factor in, and plus they saw the growth of B.J. Hill, Dalvin Tomlinson, and they said, okay, I think we got something here. Let's see if we can move him.
Right.
And listen, I love him, and I wish that he was still here, but you know what? I'm happy for him, too. Because in Detroit, he won't be cut after the season. He'll probably get a second contract out of Detroit.
But you know what? Just like if he was with the Giants or Jets, he probably won't be in the playoffs either.
Yep.
It's okay. I'm more about the individual in this case who got traded.
No, it works out well for him. It does.
So it's going to work out well for him, and I'm happy for him. But I'd love to see him here. But that didn't happen. That's the business. We all know it.
I think Eli Apple's on his way to the playoffs.
Yes. He started right away.
What did he have, three penalties yesterday?
Did he have that many? Yeah.
Three pass interference.
He was starting quarterback yesterday.
He's still on his way to the playoffs.
Yeah. Listen, all right, good for him. Good for him.
Maybe he makes a big play in a Super Bowl.
Maybe he does.
Carl, we will talk to you Monday. Great job as always.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks on the football. Come.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.